Good morning. Welcome back to the Word for Life Radio Ministry. I'm Pastor Greg Huffman. It's always a joy to have the opportunity to talk to young folks that have a heart for God, and this morning is certainly a great opportunity. Have in the studio Russell Almond. Russell, you have just finished your freshman year?
Yes, sir.
All right, in college, and that is at Maranatha Baptist University. And Russell has just finished a summer internship here, and we wanted to have the opportunity to have him share with us how the Lord had been working in his life. But before we do that, Russell, if you just maybe share a bit about your testimony and maybe your family, that kind of a thing.
All right. Well, I grew up in a Christian home. I was saved at the age of 5. I was in Christian school, and my teacher was giving the lesson about how Christ died for our sins and how that we were all sinners and that we needed him to come to earth and die a perfect death so that we could be saved. So I went home and talked to my mom and told her that I really just didn't feel like I was saved and that I needed to get that covered. So she took me through a few verses to help me know and understand what salvation actually means.
Mm-hmm.
So I prayed and told the Lord that I was a sinner, that I was trusting in his son's death and resurrection to save me, and I invited him into my heart and to be my Savior.
Okay.
So after that, I did the normal Christian home thing where you go to Christian school and you go to church every Sunday, and I really just kind of started out life just trying to look good.
Okay.
I tried to always be the best at everything in school. And in Christian school, you have things like Christian character awards and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I always was like, okay, if I'm a good Christian, I'm going to win those.
Ah.
So I kind of felt pressured to do that almost.
Right.
But as I got older, I started to realize what true Christianity was.
Mm-hmm.
And that it wasn't just, okay, I'm going to do everything right all the time, and I'm going to do exactly what looks good on the outside.
Right, right.
So I actually got the opportunity to switch Christian schools before 10th grade.
Okay.
So it was kind of a fresh start to me.
Mm-hmm.
I got the opportunity to say, okay, I'm about to go meet a lot of new people. I'm about to build different relationships and get a new perspective. So I really took that opportunity to just revamp my thinking.
Sure. Yeah.
And really get the fresh start that I needed.
Okay.
And actually in that summer was one of the most impactful decisions of my life besides salvation was when I got called to full-time Christian ministry.
And where were you when that happened?
I was at the Wilds Christian Camp.
Okay, North Carolina.
Right.
Uh-huh.
So we had gone for a week of camp. I had gone there for 6 years before then.
Uh-huh.
But this week was just an impactful week that really just opened my mind to what God was leading for me to do in my life.
After ninth grade.
Okay. After ninth grade.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So then I got the opportunity to take that mindset of, okay, I'm going to go into full-time Christian ministry and really start to develop that as I switched schools and got the new opportunity to make new friends, to get some godly friendships around me and things like that.
Were there ministry opportunities in that Christian school?
Yes, there were. Mm-hmm. I got involved in a traveling ministry team.
Okay.
I play piano.
Uh-huh.
So I got to play piano for that and do dramas and travel around to different churches on Sundays to be able to communicate the gospel and other things through music and drama.
Mm-hmm.
And then since this Christian school wasn't involved with my home church, I actually got to be involved in two Christian ministries through both churches.
Right.
So I got to do, like, every summer I'd be able to do two VBS events or 2 weeks of camp or something like that.
Right,
so I got to have extra opportunities through those.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so those last 3 years of high school, would you say the emphasis was less on looking good and impressing everybody and more on inner development?
Right. I started to learn how I needed to change on the inside and actually get more in the Word and build my relationship with God and not just how I looked on the outside for other people. I really needed to change the inside.
Sounds like you had a pride issue.
I did.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still there sometimes, but that's something I'm definitely working on.
And Russell, you probably would agree that there are a lot of folks who are listening to us this morning that they would probably say, oh, yeah, I guess that's a pride issue.
Yeah, definitely. As I look at different situations that I would look at and be like, okay, yeah, I do this wrong. Well, what's the real issue? Oh, well, I guess it's pride.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So as I look through, why did you want to look good for other people? Well, because I was prideful and I wanted to look the best. I wanted to be better than everyone else. Oh, why
sure.
do you react in anger? Oh, well, because I'm prideful. So
because I deserve better than what
exactly.
I just got.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. And a lot of folks, Russell, don't really stop to go back to the root cause of their anger issue or their comparison issue. I think I'm better than so-and-so, even in Christian circles.
Right. Yeah, it's very easy to sugarcoat it.
Mm-hmm.
And not look at what the actual issue is.
Right. And so when you consider the fact that God's working on you on the inside, sometimes he allows certain people that can just push your buttons to just be around you, and they know exactly where your buttons are. At that point, you begin to discover, so how well am I doing on the inside?
Right. I actually had a few people during high school. Mm-hmm. With Christian high school, it's definitely smaller.
Okay.
My first high school had 90 students K through 12.
Mm-hmm.
So that means there's only about 6 or 7 people in my class.
Sure.
So you learn each other very well.
Too well.
Too well. Yes, definitely. I definitely had a few of those situations where people knew how to push my buttons
mm-hmm.
and knew
mm-hmm.
how to get me to react. And I definitely had many situations where I fell and reacted the way I shouldn't.
That's terribly frustrating, isn't it?
It is. Mm-hmm.
You know, because you feel like, okay, Lord, I feel like I'm growing. I'm having devotions. I'm trying to have my prayer time. I'd listen to the messages on Sunday. But, oh, man, do I blow it sometimes during the week.
Definitely. It's very easy to work on different things like devotions and prayer and start to see growth in those areas.
Yeah.
And then you can easily get discouraged when things in life don't go right and you're still struggling with something, even though it's like, well, I had my devotions this morning. Why am I still sinning?
Yes.
Well, it's because it's a progressive thing. You're
right.
Not going to be perfect overnight. So even if you do make the decision that you're going to do better, it's still something that you still struggle with and still mm-hmm. have to build and grow in.
And how many Christian character awards did they give out in your high school?
They always gave one for each class.
For each class, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So did you get one each year?
All through elementary, I won every year except for 6th grade.
Okay.
And my parents thought I was a rebel because I didn't win 6th grade. They were like, what'd
you
do differently?
Wow, okay.
But, so I kind of felt that pressure. And then as it went through upper high school, when I switched schools, they didn't have that anymore.
Oh, I see.
They just had a no demerit policy. So
mm-hmm.
if you got no
mm-hmm.
demerits, then you were, I guess, a perfect child. But
yeah.
So I felt pressure to even like just, okay, I just need to look good on the inside. But I was very hypocritical
mm-hmm.
and didn't have the inward growth that I needed to have.
Okay. So when you decided to go off to a Christian college, did you discover that you were able to leave all of those issues at home back at the high school location?
That's what I thought would happen. But no, the issues are definitely still there. Now you have roommates that you live with every day.
Ah, roommates.
And they can be
God
a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I did have great roommates my first year, but you know, you definitely push each other's buttons and
mm-hmm.
stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the situation where, again, you go into a K campus where you don't know anybody.
Right.
And you want to be liked.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really easy to fall back into the, okay, I want to look good. I might give up on some of my values so that I can be liked or something like that. That's definitely a temptation in just conversation and stuff to be quiet about something that you don't agree with.
Sure. Yeah.
And to just think it's okay so mm-hmm. that you can be liked by the group that you're around.
Right. Right. Now, is going to a local church something that's promoted at your college?
Yes. Maranatha promotes local church ministry.
Okay.
Each student is required to pick a local church. Mm-hmm. So there's no campus church.
Right.
So that you can get involved in different ministries.
Mm-hmm.
So that was actually one of my major perks to choosing Maranatha, was that they would allow you to work in local church ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Since I was looking at full-time Christian ministry, I wanted to be involved in the local church as much as I could to learn from the practical aspect.
Now, when you say full-time Christian ministry, any idea what area of full-time Christian ministry you're interested in?
I'm mainly looking towards youth pastoring.
Mm-hmm.
That's my burden is for teens and to see them grow and develop. I know that was one of the most influential parts of my life.
Right.
So
right.
I can see that you make a lot of decisions when you're a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
So I really want to be able to impact them and be able to encourage them to make the right decisions and to keep on the right path.
Okay. Okay.
But I'm open to wherever the Lord leads.
Sure.
But I feel like He's placed a burden for teens in my life, so I look towards youth pastoring.
So when you decided to start coming to Brookside, was there an opportunity to get involved in the teen ministry?
Yes, there was. I came the first Sunday, and I was just kind of looking at the church, trying to decide if, you know, do I like the preaching? What's their philosophy?
Right.
You know, things like that. But then in the evening, I got connected to the youth pastor,
mm-hmm.
and he offered me a spot on helping with the teens on Wednesday nights.
Okay. Okay.
So that was one of the major things that drew me to coming to Brookside.
Okay. Did that have an impact then on deciding to do an internship here?
It did. I wasn't looking for an internship right away.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of looking at other things to do for summer.
Okay.
So I could do camp ministry or something like that, and that would be involved with teens. But it was actually the week that I was deciding, okay, I need to decide what my ministry is going to be for the summer when they offered it to me and said, you'll get to work with teens for most of the summer. So I knew that looking at an internship where I get to work with teens, that would be perfect for me deciding to learn as much as I can in order to be a youth pastor.
Right.
So it would just sounded like a great opportunity and that it was the Lord's will.
Great. Well, we've run out of time. So join us next time as we continue listening to how the Lord is working in Russell's heart and life and kind of some things that he has begun to learn during this course of internship. Until the next time, may the Lord bless you in a fantastic way.